From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the wake of the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, Egypt's president has invited Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Cairo for talks. A statement said he'll seek ways to preserve the rights of Palestinians to establish an independent state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Meanwhile, protests continued Sunday across much of the Arab and Muslim world, including this one in Pakistan's port city of Karachi. The Arab League Saturday called on the U.S. to reverse its position on Jerusalem. Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi said the League rejected the U.S. stance, saying it contradicts international legitimacy. The White House Sunday expressed disappointment over the Palestinian decision to cancel a planned meeting with Vice President Mike Pence in the region. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, appearing on U.S. television, defended the decision on Jerusalem as the right thing to do.
We didn't set any parameters. We didn't say this was the final status. What we said is we're going to do like we do in every other country, and we're going to put the embassy in its capital, and we're going to continue and are going to continue that fact that we are as committed to the peace process as we've ever been before.
In Paris, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met French President Emmanuel Macron.
Et je partage totalement ce qu'a dit
who called on the Israeli leader to offer confidence-building measures toward Palestinians, perhaps by freezing Jewish settlements. Kenya's opposition Sunday said it has delayed plans for an inauguration ceremony scheduled Tuesday for its leader Raila Odinga, who lost an election rerun in October to incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta. The Attorney General of Kenya said last week that such a mock swearing-in could amount to charges of treason against Odinga. This is VOA News. In Iraq Sunday, celebrations over the defeat of Islamic State. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi oversaw troops marching in formation across Baghdad. It's a momentous development, said former Ambassador James Jeffrey, who just returned from the region.
First of all, Iraq has saved itself. The U.S. and the coalition provided a lot of help, to be honest. In the beginning, so did the Iranians, but it was Iraqi soldiers from the Peshmerga to the regular army to even these militias that took back their country from ISIS.
Iraqi forces recaptured the last areas still under IS control along the Syrian border on Saturday. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said his ruling Socialist Party has swept nearly all mayoral elections held Sunday amid an opposition boycott. Mr. Maduro also said the opposition should be barred from taking part in next year's presidential election. Raul Sanchez Uribarri, analyst at Australia's La Trobe University, said this underscores what a terrible year for democracy it has been in the South American country.
Venezuela has become an authoritarian regime, a dictatorship, and Maduro is clinging to power in different ways. Certainly, he wouldn't want to go to an election that would most likely lose if it were remotely free and fair, and if he was facing competitive candidates.
The opposition, which blames the country's economic crisis on government policies, had it refused to take part in what they called an election system rigged by a dictator. In Honduras, the country's electoral tribunal said a partial recount of the disputed November 26th presidential election preserved a lead held by incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez over his leftist challenger, entertainer Salvador Nasralla. It's unclear how many votes were recounted. A delay in the vote count sparked criticism that the outcome had been manipulated. In Sweden, police arrested three suspects in a failed arson attempt at a Jewish synagogue in the second largest city, Gothenburg. The arrests came after a burning object was thrown at the building, which did not catch fire. Some 20 Jewish young people were at the scene and briefly took shelter. No injuries were reported. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to tell Parliament Monday there is a new sense of optimism in talks on leaving the European Union after striking an initial Brexit agreement last week. The two sides meet again in a summit Thursday with the aim of finalizing the deal to end the relationship that has existed more than 40 years. Snow caused travel disruptions across central England Sunday, as well as northern Wales, grounding flights, shutting down roads, and delaying train travel. As much as 28 centimeters of snow fell on the region in what is described as the heaviest snowfall in 4 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.